Ready?
Yeah.
Right. This evening we're going to discuss the Shaila. I think it's not a Shaila Shaila at all. It's a Merzika Shaila. We're talking about a Shaila of Deraisa. Whenever we talk about a Shaila of Deraisa, it's always more. You have to take it with more sincerity. How many Deraisas are we Makam in a given day? Not many, about six or seven. Talmud Torah obviously is the big one, but you've got Tefillin. It's filled out really according to some Rishonim. You haven't really got many mitzvahs that were Mekayim, right? Brachas Hamazon, right? Brachas HaTorah. Not so many, but one of the big ones is Krishna. This week's parasha. Well, a bit of it is this week's parasha. Parasha's this. And we know that Krishna shall shachris. Everyone knows to make sure to catch Sosman Krishna. It says Sosman Krishna on every shul, whichever's man you try to get. And we all know that you have to look at it as if you try and catch a train, right? Not the train strike over here. There's a train strike tomorrow, right? We don't mean that sort of train, we mean a train that doesn't stop every single day of the year. And so in the morning, that's pretty straightforward. When it comes to Krishna Shal Arvis, that, in a way, you could say, is also pretty much straightforward. When is the time to say Krishna Shal Arvis? When it comes to Nacht. When it comes to Nacht, that's when you're in the mitzvah of Krishna. What's the code for that? The Mishnah says, the first Mishnah in the Bible says, that when do you say it, start saying Krishna Shal Arvis? Me'imasai Kohen Shema Arvis, Mishosha Kohen. When they come in to eat the truma, which is from Tzitzai Kippur. So I want to explore a topic which, at face value, you would have thought there's no way that you can negotiate that the time of Tzitzai Kippur is non-negotiable. That's one side. And then explore another side that it is negotiable. And the Mitzvah Shem will come to Achro. But I think you have to realize how common this child is. We're talking about mainly to boys age 13 and 14. When a person is a bocher is 18, 19, so staying up till 11 o'clock is a walkover, it's not much to talk about. When a person is 13 years old, 14 years old, he's doch had bar mitzvah, he's mekabel himself on mitzvahs, and one of the mitzvahs is Shema, to say balayla, by nacht. And it gets very difficult, because we're talking about the here shkia goes up till 9:43 here in Manchester, exactly now, as we speak now. The latest time Shkia can get here in Manchester is 9:43. Now, Nacht can hit almost 11 o'clock. If you look in the Loach, what is it, 10 to 11?
No, 58.
Tonight's 11 o'clock, 58, 59. So we're talking about a 13-year-old boy could be staying up till is it only Shabbos? Is it normal?
Shabbos.
You know, without Tzitzis Shabbos. Imagine without Tzitzis Shabbos, it's 48, 49?
He's
49. So 10:49. So you're talking about Shkia being 9:43, and the Shkia period till Nacht can last for over an hour and 5-6 minutes. An hour and 6 minutes it can last till you get till Nacht, till when come out the whole stops, says Krishna and Shalom. But that can prove to be very difficult when it comes to a 13-year-old boy, a 14-year-old boy, some other people which have conditions where they need to get sleep, older people. So then the shaila is, how do you deal with this? If you open, I'm going to show you one side, and the chayra is non-negotiable, and the chayra, if a child who's 13 years old is not going to be able to say Krishna, not going to be able to stay up, and is going to have to sleep during the day and go home during the day, the chayra, that, efshal taka. Oh, but then we'll see the other side. Open the Shulchan Aruch, Resh Lamed Hei. Shulchan Aruch says that the zman of saying Krishna is when it comes to tzeis, and when the zman, when tzeis hakechavim comes, you have to repeat Krishna again. Says the Mishnah Berurah, one line Mishnah Berurah, Zot the Mishnah Berurah, this is me'ikadin v'loy machmas chumra. It's not only a chumra, it's me'ikadin. And he's quoting the Vilna Gaon that says it's Me'ikadin. He's quoting all the other priests say it's Me'ikadin. And there's not much to say about it. I mean, if a person can't be Mekayim the mitzvah of Krishna before Nacht, then what's there to say? There's not much to say. You know, you got a Shulchan Aruch, you got a Mishnah, and you got the Mishnah Berurah saying over here that it's Me'ikadin, but no machmas chumra. Mishnah Berurah is not involved. Shekos of the Me'ika Adinhu, Velo Mishum Chumra, Machin Das Agro. No Shatzions, no Dirishu, I don't know, you just, that's what it is, I'm finished. There's not much to speak about. In fact, for many years, I was made to believe that there's nothing, there's not much room to be made of. But Ma'isa, what's the other side? The other side is, we know Shittas Rabbi Natan. The first Tosfos and Shas, that based on Adav, Vazok Tosfos, that just like Rabbi Yehuda said that you can daven Maariv early from Plaga Mincha, that's very clearly in the Mishnah in Tfilas HaShachar. Rabbi Yehuda says that you can daven Maariv early because the Tomash Rabbeinu Abayim, according to his opinion, was able was till Plaga Mincha. So too, Zok Rabbi Natan, so too the Inyan Shema, you can also start saying Shema from Plaga Mincha. It's not Nacht. I, the Mishnah, the first Mishnah said in Shasha, Hakonim Nechosim Lechem Chumosim. We don't pass on that Mishnah. So in the time we're passing that, the price he gets around it. So first place in Shas, you can be Mekan the Mitzvah of Krishma from Plaga Mincha. You don't need to wait on that. As if the Zot Shitz Rabbi Natan is not a Shitz Yechido, the Rav Yom passes like that, the Motzko passes like that, many other Rishonim also pass like that. But at the end of the day, the mainstream Rishonim did not take on Rabbi Natan. The Rosh already asks on Rabbi Natan.
From when?
From Plaga Mincha, very early. That means 7:48, Plaga Mincha, a couple of hours ago. You can already be Mekan the Mitzvah of Krishna, according to Rabbi Natan.
But his years much later.
Yeah, according to, that'll depend on which plaque. But the Mitzvah, according to Rabbi Natan, you can be Mekan from plaque. Wow. Fret the Rosh, that is no Shaykhahs. Tefillah is to do with Korban, and only Korban is from plaque. Krishma is to do with Shach Mocham Kimecha, is to do with Laila, and it's nothing to do with the Korban. So the Rosh got a Kasha. The Lamaisa, the Rabbi Natan was not the Kubal in the Rishonim. You see, all the Rishonim don't take on like that. Shavnoch takes on not like Rabbi Natan. So, but the funny thing is that all the Noisa Kayim, right before the Mishnah Berurah, is all Miyashav Shittas Rabbi Natan. The Bach says, you know, I'll be Miyashav for the Rosh. The Rosh's Kasha was that Krishma works with sleeping. Yeah, maybe the smell of sleeping is from Plag. Yeah, maybe Zot the Rosh, Zot the Bach. So the Bach is Miyashav Shittas Rabbi Natan. The Mogen Avraham is Miyashav Shittas Rabbi Natan. The Mogen Avraham says that you should know it's only a chumra to keep Rabbi Natan. Well, I am not a Kaminig Rabbi Natan that you can say Shema from Plaga Mincha. But a person called Odom Yachmila Atzmoy, when he comes to Krishna Shalimitah, should be Mekam Shittas Shulchan Aruch to be Cheshish for Nacht. But you see, the Bach is Matzdik Rabbi Natan. The Mogen Avraham is Matzdik Rabbi Natan. The Taz is Matzdik Rabbi Natan. That means all the noise of Kalim is. Until you get to Mishnah Berurah, it's such a pattern. Mishnah Berurah, he says, yeah, you have to say Krishna by Nacht. Doesn't say a word about the Taz, doesn't say a word about the Mogen Avraham or Bach. He just brings the Gong that says that's Me'ikadin v'lo Machmas Chumra. It's so funny. You don't, command never find such a thing, and it fits into what he writes in his Akdoma. Mishnah Berurah writes in his Akdoma famously that the Vilna Gong is a grace of Achriya in Alocha, and you cannot hear it. It's not quite evident. You've got the Bach, Taz, Mogen Avraham, all be Matzdik Shizra bin Natan. And comes along with Shabbat, doesn't make a mention of them. Just the Vachim Posak Agro, that you have to be Choshe, the Gaon says on the Sif, you pack, Dolok Rabbi Natan. It's very funny. So, in a way, the Mishabro was a bit tilted towards the Shitta of the Shulchan Aruch only because of the Gaon. But if you step away and you have a look at all the other Shittas who pass on Rabbi Natan, then saying Shema from Plaga Mincha, a person, Bar Mitzvah boy who comes to marry with a and that was well before Nacht, then the Chayra, he's already got Rabbi Natan, he's got quite a few Shittas to rely on. He's got Rabbi Natan and the Bach tells him what I'm wrong. Zot the Shev Dalevi. So the Shev Dalevi was asked this Shaila, Shmuel Basna. Sorry?
What was
he passing?
The
Taz, the
Bach.
They all were mastikit. No. They all said the Noyag in Ra'il of the Wakeh with people being. They said, Kol Echod Yachmala, ask my person who wants to look for Chumras, they can do it. But the Bach, all of those Gedolia, they were all Mekel. It's funny, Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention them, because he goes with the Gong. But the Maaseh, if you take a step back, and the person finds it hard to say Shema, to wait on Nacht, you've got plenty, should I say, you've got Tosfos, you've got the Ri, the Rav Yor. The Rav Yor actually says, if you wait on Nacht, yeah, you're called a Yohara, you're called a person who wants to show that he's been mucked on the Halochas, as I state the Rav Yor. So the Bisyos already says, you can't say Yohara on such a thing, with all the Achrenim, all the Rishonim, Achrenim. Let's get the Maisa where you see that there's a Shaila in the Sheikh Dalevi's got a Tshuva about Mamash and Shaila to someone in Manchester, Rabbi Pollack. So Rabbi Pollack, so someone in Manchester, we know that it gets very late in Manchester, and he said, can bar mitzvah boys daven early or befrat the tzeirim to stay up till so late is quite hard. And he wants to say posha be'enai that you could be somuch on these shittas that says that you can say shema from plaga mincha. So you've got again it's quite hairy, and you've got from plaga mincha. It's not so posha again. Everyone's makpa to stay out till seis. But we're talking about where it's a real shah zchak over the period of a few months where a person stays up late, a bar mitzvah boy stays up late, it can really affect him in all many different ways and his teacher. So then, there's a reason, that's why everyone's starting to get busy. So I thought it's an isolated tshuva in the Shem Talib from Wazna. The Maisa Mishnah Berurah wasn't discussion with all this. So I thought maybe, you know, Maisa has no geshmak. Maisa Rav Eliashiv, Kurdish tshuvas. Again, the same shaila to some group Elia, Rabbi Leo Shtemach from Antwerp. I'm from Antwerp. I think he's a brother of Moshe. Rabbi Leo Shtemach from Antwerp. Yeah? Tovshi Memvav. Again, the same shaila. Tzeirim, the Bachurim Tzeirim to stay up so late is very difficult. Zot Rabbi Yashav, the Mikra Shashas and Chak, Soimchen Adas Shabinatam, lots of Zedechov is Krishma, Acha Plaga Mincha. It's just quite hairy, and you go over here, something which is, we all take a Madaba Poshet. That I'm, and correctly so, because not passing like that. Mishnah Berurah is the one that we are so mechon. Mishnah Berurah says that in the times of Shita Yechidah, you can't rely on it. But the fact is, when it comes to a real Shasas Chak, when it comes to months, a couple of months where people are put in the corner, and you've got a bar mitzvah boy, a 14-year-old, a 15-year-old even sometimes, where it's very difficult. So that can prove to be difficult. You've got your modest offer, I know actually Manal, that gave this tshuva, the Shem Talevi, he gave it out to the parents to show that, you know, already from, we want the children, we want the boys to go and have a good night's sleep, right, in order that they should be able to cope with the heat and with the weather and everything, yeah, and he sent out this tshuva, the Shem Talevi, that says that you can rely on this, on the tshuva of any time.
You could be in
Miles
and saying that.
Okay, so this is a very interesting. You've got like this, what we've discussed so far is, one hand, you open a Mishnah Berurah, you don't see any leeway. Say sakichom. If you don't catch it, it's a shita yichidah. It's an interesting shita rabbeinu tam. As we should say, shita rabbeinu tam, shita yichidah. If you take a step back, that's because it was the gon that pushed him that way. If you take a step back, you see rabbeinu tam has got many other shitas like that. You got Rabbi Yashav and Hashem Talevi saying that you can't be some of shita rabbeinu tam. So no, rabbeinu tam tells you that you can say Krishna from Mariv. A lot of bochrim used to do Mariv early, of course there. You know, it could be done, let's say the first plag was 10 to 8. So, Maariv, you could be finished by 8 o'clock, 5 past 8, you could be finished Maariv, yeah? So now you're mentioning, so does that mean it shouldn't repeat Shema Bechla? Let's say a person wants to go to sleep at 10 o'clock. Quarter past 10. Does he want to go to sleep at quarter past 10? Quarter past 10, bedtime for the 13-year-old, quarter past 10. So, are we going to say not to say Krishma Bechla? Is there episode minor to say at quarter past 10? Again, Nacht is 10:48. A long time later, another half an hour later.
49.
This bedtime of the 14-year-old is quarter past 10. Is there a milah to say Krishna after at quarter past 10? Let me just be mazal to Olam. That not only is there a milah, that it's mestama achiyah to say Krishna at quarter past 10. And let me be mazal to you. We've seen the two sides when you get to plag and not plag. The nacht that we take on, it gets very scary when we talk about how you work out nacht, but it's very, very simple. Why we get all the way till 10:48, that is complicated, that we're going to leave out. But I just want to explain to you something very, very simple. It sounds complicated, it's that simple. When is Nacht? How many minutes after Shkia is Nacht? So listen to this. You've got state that how many minutes after, there's 3/4 of a mil, according to that Goyinim, there's 3/4 of a mil after Shkia is Nacht. What is this mil business and what's 3/4 of it? A mil, according to most shittas, is 18 minutes, and 3/4 of a mil is 13 and a half minutes. Okay? So 13 and a half minutes after Shkia is already Nacht. However, that is not Nacht here in England, 13 and a half minutes, by no stretch of imagination, the Nacht 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. It's only referring to Eretz Yisrael and at the time of Nisan. If you take the two things together, Eretz Yisrael and at the time of Nisan, 13 and a half minutes after Shkia is Nacht, and you can say Krishma, and you should know. In fact, I used to go and daven by Rabbi Yashav, Motzei Shabbos, and do you know what time, how many minutes after Shkia, he daven Maariv after Shkia, how many minutes after Shkia? 18 minutes, I used to go very regularly, 18 minutes up to his house, 18 minutes after Shkia, start of Uhurafim, can you imagine, 18 minutes after Shkia, why 18, why not 13 minutes? Because he took the later the longest period of mil, which is 24 minutes, so three quarters of that, for Shabbos, until a little bit later. But 13 and a half minutes, me'ikadin, is considered nacht. What we want to do is, we want to take that nacht of the Gaon's man, of 13 and a half minutes in Eretz Yisrael, in the time of Nisan, and translate that and to reflect it back onto our time in the summer in Chutz La'aretz. So how you do that is basically very straightforward. You see in Eretz Yisrael, you get a scientist, you get a person who understands this thing, to stand in Eretz Yisrael in Chodesh Nisan, and he goes to Eretz Yisrael and he works it out, 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, how many degrees, again, when we hear the word degrees, we all fall asleep, but it's straightforward, because all you need to work out is how many degrees below the horizon is the sun at the time of 13 and a half minutes? And the answer is, I'll just tell you for you, the answer is that it's 3.8 degrees. That's where the sun is below the horizon at 13 and a half minutes, Chodesh Nisan, in Eretz Yisrael. If you want to know, here in Manchester, in the time of Sivan, how long after Shkia does the sun, does it take for the sun to reach the level, shift the sun down to 3.8 degrees, if you want to know that, the answer is 30 minutes after Shkia. 30 minutes after Shkia, you have a Nacht, which is almost Mahadra Minu Mahadra, almost. We go later because of other shitters, because of how they work at Milin, and Shochanach Rav, so they suffer. All nicely suffers, but we can't miss the fact, right, that if you stick with the Pashtus, you got a Nacht, again, it sounds complicated, it's dead straightforward. The Gaon holds that Nacht is 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. That is an Eretz Yisrael Bimei Nisan, which if you work it out, the sun is below the horizon at that time, 3.8 degrees. 3.8 degrees here in England, at the time of Sivan, it takes it 30 minutes after Shkia. 30 minutes after Shkia here is exactly the same, is exactly when you have your Nacht. And therefore, a nice middle way would be, for a lot of Bar Mitzvah boys, where even if they struggle to stay up, but if the latest time Shkia in Manchester is 9:43, 30 minutes after 9:43 is work it out, is 10:13. 10:13, if a Bar Mitzvah boy, if it's not too difficult to stay up till 10:13, you have Nacht, al pi the shittas of the Gaon, which has come out the Ika Zman of the Gaon. And therefore, this is a nice achra. Again, let us just take a step back. Again, when you open the Shulchan Aruch, a person who says Shema before Nacht is nothing. Mishnah Berurah says it's nothing. It's as if he didn't. It's Me'ikadin, it's not a Stam B'Chumrah. We took a step back and we said that could be because the Mishnah Berurah took on like the Gaon. But the Maisa, so many other opinions held that the Shitta of the Rabbeinu Tam, that you could be Yoit to the Mitzvah Shema from the time of Plaga Mincha hours ago. 7:48, a person can say Shema, is Yoit to Krishma Shalat, Shabbat. And we said it's the Shitta of the Taz, the Shitta of the Bach, the Shitta of Rav Rom, the Rav Yom, Motcha, you got many Shittas that held like that. Okay, so then you can say, hang on a second, it's a Mitzvah Deraisa, stumped to say your Yoit from earlier on and not to look at the Ikadin is a bit dodgy. But the Maisa, if you take into account, that if you take on the Vilna Gaon's Zman of Nacht, that's 13 and a half minutes reflected back onto England, you've got 30 minutes after Nacht, after Shkia, is Nacht according to the Ikadin. So same Krishma at 10:13, at any time of year, if a person can aim that, that's the Dicha, he's been Yotzal.
If he's still awake after the Vilna.